DeleteMe makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online, having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online. It's all pretty scary stuff, right? With DeleteMe, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for DeleteMe now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your DeleteMe plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show.
All right, I got a question to ask you guys. 404-741-Q100. I think that I have the greatest dating comeback story in the history of dating. It went so awful the first night that these two were out. It should be a no-brainer that she never, ever, ever saw him on for another date. But they have seen each other, and it has worked out well over the last couple of weeks. I don't even want to tell you guys what the story is at first. I just want you to call in and give us your, I mean, this is the greatest dating comeback. We tried marriage with this a couple of weeks ago. This is like a first or second date. He or she messes this thing up so badly that there should be no way that you would ever see him or her ever again. But for whatever reason, out of the goodness of your heart, you're like, I'll give him one more shot. And for it, lo and behold, the second date is great. And then the third date is fine. And the fourth date is great. And you end up in a relationship with this guy or this woman, even though that first date was awful.
Does it have to be the first date that was awful, or just something right at the beginning, or what?
I think it's got to be like the first or second date. And then I'll tell you what I consider to be the worst dating comeback story. Well, actually, the best.
It has to be
comeback story.
The incident has to happen early enough in the relationship that it could be a deal breaker situation. You know, like by the time you've gone out with somebody, half a dozen times, and like, for example, whatever, they don't open the car door for you once.
Mm-hmm.
Like they've built up or whatever. But if you're on first, second, maybe third,
you don't know each other very
well. First couple of dates, and they do something like, if you're on the third date with somebody and he sends 20 text messages from the dinner table, then you might be like, I got nothing invested in this. I've been out to dinner with him twice now. It's the third time. Done. Bye-bye. So it has to be in that window of the easy bye-bye. Because the fact that this guy is still hanging on after this happened, which was in that easy bye-bye period, I mean, it's almost miraculous. Like, I think there should be a bronze bust of him somewhere in some sort of museum. With the story.
I have one that I could like maybe get it started with.
Okay, 404-741-Q100, because it cannot beat the one I'm about to tell you.
This is a friend of a friend. So this is one of my best friend's high school friends that this happened to. She was on her third date, and he had taken her to a nice restaurant, and they live in sort of a small town, so there's like, you know, the more chain restaurants like the Chili's or the Olive Gardens or whatever. And they had done that for their first two dates, but he wanted to take her somewhere special for their third date. Mm-hmm. So they were about 40, 45 minutes away to this restaurant. And as they have this great dinner, whatever, they're driving back from the restaurant, she realizes she has a little IBS, like about 20 minutes into the trip, and literally had to make him pull over. And she had a...
She made a side of the road deucer?
A side of the road deucer. Oh,
that one may be better than the one that I'm about to tell.
And guess what? They're married now.
Whoa!
Wow.
Yeah. That one may be better than the one I'm about to tell.
Really?
It's close. They're very, very similar, actually.
I don't even think I could ask to pull over and say that.
So on the side of the road?
She said there was no choice. She had other options. She just told him to pull over.
And they are married today.
They are married today.
Okay, that could be the greatest comeback, comeback story ever.
Because this is, you know, a high school friend of one of my best friends that I don't know. And in my mind, I thought, she has got to be hot. Like, she has got to be, like, ridiculously over-the-top hot for him to be able to get past that on the third date.
Wow.
Good morning. Here is... I'm not sure who. Good morning, Q100.
Hey, good morning. This is Fred.
Hey, Fred.
How you guys doing?
Good.
What's up, man?
Good. I love the show. I don't know if this is, like, the most horrible story in the world, but I'll lay it out for you guys. We were living up in New Jersey at the time, and... A mutual friend of ours had, set us up, and we had talked a few times on the phone and decided to give it a shot and go out, you know, blind date type thing. So we had set something up in my impression. I was going to call her on, like, a late Sunday afternoon and, you know, see how we both felt, maybe go out on Sunday night, you know, kind of make it kind of easy the first date. She was under the impression that we definitely had a date, okay? So Sunday comes along, and I was doing some odd jobs for my dad and stuff on the weekends, and I was exhausted. And it was snowing, and I'm like, yeah, I'm not, you know, this isn't ideal for a first date. So I call her up around, it must have been about 6:30, and, you know, all excited, she's all excited, and I'm like, yeah, you know, I worked all day, I'm like, Dad, I can't, you know, I'm just not up for this, and, you know, let me give you a call Thursday, we'll set something up for next week. And she was fine on the phone, and, you know, call me, and then, so I later find out, you know, she goes back inside to her mom. Now, she was dressed up for the date. She had scraped the snow and ice off her car. I mean, she was set to go. And she goes back in. She's like, Mom, I don't care if, you know, Uncle Frank is setting us, you know, I am not seeing this guy. And her mom was like, no, it's Frank. You have to. You know, he was like the godfather type Italian. And so lo and behold, you know, we go out a few more times and it's great. And, you know, here we are X years later. We have two kids, married, and all that stuff. So it ended up great. But to this day, she'll say our first date, I stood her up.
Okay, solid. A stand-up on a first date and then ends up
now
married.
Now they're together. They're with two kids, he said.
Good morning. Susie, you're on Q100.
Hi.
Hey. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Great. You are on the voice disguiser. It really must be bad.
Oh, it's bad.
Okay.
I started my first date. I was 18 years old, and I was so nervous. So I decided, we met at this little local place to do trivia, and I decided to start drinking some beer to take the edge off. So at the end of the night, we go back to his parents' house, and his neighbor came up to me with some raw oysters and put them under my face, and I just threw up all over.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
It's so bad, and it's so ironic because we actually ended up getting married.
Oh, see? Stacy dated, when I started dating Stacy, she threw up the first two times we went out.
The first two times?
Yeah, we were drinking so much that she ended up puking both times we went out.
That's funny.
That's when I fell in love with her, man.
You were like, I want to hold your hair forever, baby.
That's my girl right there. Hey, Ray, good morning. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Crazy date story. My first date with this girl. We had been friends for a while. She invites her friends. She gets drunk. We go back to my hotel. She ends up passing out. Middle of the night, wakes up, paints me. Paints a flower on my butt, takes pictures, and sends it to her friends to mock me out. We're now married with children.
No, you're not.
Really? Are you kidding? You got over that?
Wait a second. What did she do to you?
She painted me.
With what?
Her makeup, lipstick, things like that. Paint on my face, flowers on my butt.
Did you pass out? I mean, were you like hammered, passed out?
Me? No. It was just like 5 in the morning and then up all night at flying. Yeah, I was out.
Weird.
Yeah. At some point, I probably woke up, thought she was just like giving me a massage or something or rubbing my back. Yeah, she was painting me.
That's awesome. Huh. That is hilarious.
Yeah, and again, this goes with she must be super hot. Obviously, he married her, so she's super hot, or you can never get away with that.
I like his wife already, because who thinks of that?
Somebody who's hammered.
Who comes up with that?
Drunk.
I've got an idea. I just met this guy. Let's paint him with lipstick. I don't know, but I want her in my entourage.
Jason, greatest dating comeback of all time.
Well, it's pretty good. It's the first night we met. We didn't know each other. My friends were out, and her friends were out. We were downtown Atlanta, and of course, we all ended up running into each other in the bar. And her and I talked the entire night. And as we left the bar that night, I turned around, and she's actually making out with one of my good friends.
Oh God!
So then,
I like her too.
Yeah, exactly. So then I got invited to a party by one of her friends a week or two later. And, you know, we hadn't talked since, and so I ran into her at a party, got to the party, and it turns out she's got a boyfriend as well.
Wow.
Oh, hello.
But the entire night we spent talking to each other again. And I didn't even know her boyfriend was there at the time. She never talked to him once that night. But it went well, and now we're married.
Wow.
It's kind of an interesting story. I never would have expected, you know, that result after the first night.
Do you tell, like, how close do you have to be with friends before you start to share these stories? All the people that ended up married together?
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, like war paint on your butt, dude, and stuff? Like, how well do you got to know your, you know, whatever?
After what anniversary is it cool to tell those stories at parties?
Because you've been lying for years.
Right.
Right.
I feel for that last guy, because there's nothing worse than as the guy putting in all the time, all night long, trying to hook up with one girl, and then one of your friends comes, and in a second, your night is over.
Right.
And he hasn't put any time in at all, and he gets the girl. Sucks.
Poor dude.
Jeff, you're on Q100. Hi.
Hey, man. How you doing?
What's happening, man?
I was on a date with this chick. Went downtown, coming back, and she decided, you know, she's got to pee real bad. So I pull off Roswell Road, go the wrong way, hit a car, get a DUI.
Oh, no.
I'm in the back of the car going to jail. She's crying because she doesn't know how she's going to get home.
So
I was fine. I mean,
I'm not worried about you. DUI and an accident, and that's the first date, and you guys end up continuing to go out.
Yeah, she called me a couple weeks later. We ended up going out. I don't know why.
Once you get out of jail.
Yeah. Come to find out, she's the alcoholic, not me.
That's why. She's like, you really wasn't that bad. Yeah, what's a 0.25?
I think she's obligated. I think she's obligated to go out with him again because she's the one who made him pull over to pee. So, like, it's her kind of her fault that he got off. You know, I mean, his fault. He turned the wrong way, run into a car, and got a DUI. That's his fault. But she could have, you know, if she had a bigger bladder. None of that would have happened.
Really come on.
The one I was going to share is similar to Jen's, except Jen's, I think, is actually better. And I can't use names here. But they are out on a first date, and the guy...
First date.
And he's been jockeying to get a date with her for quite a while, and finally she gives in, and he goes all traditional on her, where he picks her up and does all that. Actually, I think for whatever reason... No, it was his car. So he picks her up. But he's got like this stomach crampy thing going on beforehand, but she's just so hot that he's like, there's no way. I mean, I could suck it up through this thing and things will be fine. So they go out on their date, and while they're at dinner, his stomach starts to do the grumble thing you're talking about. And he's like, I got to be totally honest with you. We got to get out of here. I didn't feel good when this date started and my stomach's jacked up now. We got to split. It's so bad, and he's cramping up so bad that she has to get in his car and start driving him home. So on the way home, he goes to relieve himself just a little bit, what he thought was going to be gas, and it wasn't.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no!
That story is worse because she had to endure the odor and everything where Jen's friend, the guy didn't.
The guy didn't know. She just got out of the car.
She got out of the car.
What?
So it happens in the car while he's in his own passenger
Does
seat.
She know?
He said it was awful. And he rolled.
How could you not know?
He rolled down the window. It was like one of those don't say anything, don't tell type deals. Like he knew, she knew, but nobody was saying anything.
So do you think she could have thought it was really bad gas?
He said that he was doing everything that he could to get that smell out of the car. Like, he rolled down the window and he put his positioned himself in the passenger seat to where his booty would be, like, in the window.
You're kidding me.
It wasn't a little. It was a lot.
Ah!
Oh, that's
makes it worse.
And here's the comeback part, because she drives him home. You know, he doesn't say what happened, but she's like, he's doubled over in pain. So she insists on walking him up to his apartment.
No.
So that he's okay.
They get up to the apartment. He just assumes she's going to bail once he's inside the house, but she's like the real comforting type. So he gets inside the apartment, goes in, takes a shower, cleans everything off, lays down. She still stays there to make sure he's okay. And they end up hooking up that night.
No way.
Yes.
He has to marry her.
Best comeback ever.
The history of dating.
He is obligated to marry her.
With poopy pants.
He is obligated to marry her. She is the greatest woman ever.
Yes. Oh, God, man poop.
God. That is disgusting.
Nasty.
The Burt Show.